This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two or three page essays in the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 755, entitled Masculists Expect Women to Be Bi-Conscious or Be Rejected as Bigots. Description. Masculists place a powerful expectation on women, particularly monoconscious feminists, to become bi-conscious or be rejected by men, masculisted men, being seen as bigots, monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs. This masculist expectation on women will give men, masculisted men, the initiative in the gender political war. This flyer explains how. Flyer itself. Masculists expect women to be bi-conscious or be rejected as bigots. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. One of the main social and political messages that masculists want to be transmitted to women is, given the current state of maturity of masculist doctrine, that women are expected by masculists to be bi-conscious, and if not, then women will be rejected by masculists, in brackets, who in time will be most men, as masculist ideas become as widely spread as feminist ideas, close brackets, as bigots. This expectation of the masculists on women will put women on the defensive. Women will have to show men, masculisted men, that they are not bigots, by showing men that they have bothered to learn masculist ideas, that women see that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in reality women oppress men far worse with their horrible decades-lasting gender crimes against men, such as man's slavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering, etc., which are far more serious than the rather minor ways that men oppress women. For six decades, women, feminists, have had a monopoly over gender politics. So when feminists, monoconscious feminists, lashed out at men, men usually just quietly backed away, being intellectually unarmed with their own male gender political ideology, so they were ideologically defenseless, and hence gender politically impotent in the face of feminist wrath against the gender crimes committed by men against women. But those six decades are now over, since men now have their own gender political ideology called masculism, which gives men the intellectual tools, the intellectual ideological weapons, not only to hit back at monoconscious feminists, but to crush them with masculist ideas, which are much more powerful than feminist ideas, since masculists know that women's gender crimes against men are so much worse than men's against women. Masculists are now taking the ideological, social and political initiative in the gender war. Masculists are now putting tremendous moral pressure on women to do two main things, dash. One is to become FIPs, that's F-I-P, financially independent persons, by bothering to have career competent educations at high school and college so that they can be FIPs as adults, and not manslave and divorce rape men, making themselves so hated by masculists that such women rot on the shelf, utterly rejected by masculists, who see such women as manslavers and divorce rapists, and hence the bitter enemy of the masculists, who are abolitionists, who see manslavery as a thousand times worse than was Negro slavery, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the US slave period, and today there are several billion man slaves in the world. Masculists put tremendous moral pressure on fluffies, brackets, traditional women, who expect to live off the labour and money of a man for decades, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, ruining his life, close brackets. Maskers have a hatred of fluffies and are at war against them, aiming to wipe them off the face of the earth if they don't fip up and become financially responsible adults who expect to share equally the burden of earning the living with men, and not, fluffy style, expect to parasite off the money and labour of a man. The second main thing that maskers want women to do is to become bi-conscious, which by definition means that maskers expect women to learn maskless ideas so that women become conscious that gender oppression is a two-way street. That is, that women oppress men too, and in fact a lot worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, which are a lot more serious than the ways that men oppress women that the feminists keep harping on, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., which are small beer in comparison to the maskless big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, that is, man's slavery, divorce, rape, and forced fathering. Maskers use the big three as a form of marketing. People can remember three things, especially when they are pushed onto the population on a regular basis, so that sooner or later everyone has been exposed to them, and so can think about them, so that everyone has the intellectual tools to create a basis for comparison, so that everyone can compare the level of seriousness of men's gender crimes against women with women's gender crimes against men, and see that women oppress men so much worse. But most women today are still monoconscious, that is, the only gender political ideas they know of are feminist, and hence are gender politically biased, being brainwashed by monoconscious feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, which to maskers is just sheer hypocrisy, which is why biconscious maskers have a hatred of monoconscious feminists and treat them the same way as maskers treat fluffies, that is, with contempt, with hatred, as a war issue. So maskers have two main enemies, fluffies and monoconscious feminists. Maskers see fluffies as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, and monoconscious feminists as hypocritical bigots, and aim to wipe out both groups by totally ignoring them, forcing these women to remove their genes from the gene pool by dying off, rotting on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected by maskless, both socially and sexually. The internet is now flooded with TikToks and YouTube short videos of women in their 30s and 40s in tears as they come to terms with the fact that the majority of young men in the US and many other countries, in brackets, especially in East Asia, that is China, Japan, and South Korea, close brackets, reject them. Because these young men refuse to have relationships with, in quotes, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, close brackets, and reject them by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them into slow, lonely, manless, miserable deaths. Maskers see that this MGTOW, brackets, that is, men going their own way, who are reacting against the toxicity towards men shown by the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court system, close brackets, strategy is working, but claim that it would be a lot more effective if it were combined with the maskless expectation that women need to be bi-conscious as well, since that combined carrot and stick of the maskless approach would be more effective than the stick approach of the MGTOWs. The MGTOWs are punishing women, monoconscious, feminazi women, by totally ignoring them. This is obviously a stick approach. It is punishing women, metaphorically beating them with a stick, hurting women for being such feminazi cunts. The maskless approach is a carrot and stick approach, since it does what the MGTOWs are doing, that is, also totally ignoring women who are monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs. But combine this punishment with the push for the biconsciousing of women, of monoconscious feminists, aiming to convert them into biconscious feminists, which in the eyes of maskless will make women a lot nicer for men to be with, since a biconscious feminist will lose her monoconscious misandry, since she will see, due to her biconsciousness, that women oppress men too, and in fact far worse, due to the big three. This is the end of part one.